lifted.
Thank you. Please make sure that your cellular phones and your pagers or whatever are off during the meeting. We'll have a roll call, please.
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Dodzik?
Here.
Mr. Netz?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Arcimone?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the October 2nd meeting?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications?
None here.
None.
There be none. For those of you that will be speaking today, please stand and be sworn in. Our attorney will swear you in.
If you're going to testify on a case, or you might, if you'd stand up, raise your right hand. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thank you. On the screens around the room, you see a list of cases. Those are the cases that will not be heard today. Those are either withdrawn or continued cases, and they will not be heard today. Our first case this morning is AI 32, agenda item 32.
Show off.
Case number 201905055, the City of Palm Coast versus Nazimuddin Ali and Claire Persaud, 14 Bunker Knoll Lane A, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondents, our managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I'm entering the evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and the data as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 9th day of May 2019, given 14 days to comply. A reinspection on May 23rd, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I re-inspected this property on a monthly basis. I did recheck the property before Code Board on the 5th day of November 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given to the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Is Nazimuddin Ali or Claire Persaud present? Could you come forward, please? Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you state your name and your address? Who's ever going to speak on behalf of this?
Nazimuddin Ali. I presently reside at 2390 Ocean Shore Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida. Okay.
And the address in Palm Coast?
Yes, we have a duplex in Palm Coast. It's 14 Bunker Knoll Lane.
Okay. All right, what do you have to say in reference to the case, sir?
What is it?
What do you have to say in reference to the case?
Oh, well, I need some more clarification as to why, you know, I was brought here.
Okay. The city has found that you may be in violation of a city code. Mm-hmm. We're here to determine today if you are in violation of that city code. The city code being Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, a residential rental program. It is my opinion that you haven't registered your house as a rental with the City of Palm Coast.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So we just have to register that duplex with the city? Okay.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because
are there
probably
any?
Oh,
say that again, ma'am.
I don't know if we got any notice saying that we have to register. We just got this because we don't live there. I don't know if they put anything given us notice mm-hmm. that we have to do that, and maybe we didn't get it. So,
okay, what the city's giving you, what the city's recommending is giving you 10 days to get it registered.
Okay.
Or pay $25 a day.
Well, yeah, we can okay. do that today.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move staff's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered. Thank okay. you.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I'm going to need the lady's name for the record, please. She didn't sign in.
Okay. So. Claire, first name, last name, A-L-I, Ali.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Our next case is...
So can I ask, where do we have to go to register?
Oh, the officer you. Will help you.
She'll tell you in the back. The lady in pink.
Our next case is AI 15. Case number 20190704-08. City of Palm Coast versus Ernest M. and Phyllis S. Taylor, 24 Princess Rose Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance and livability rats.
I am Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are present. I am entering into evidence as the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 6th day of July 2019, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspected on the 19th of July 2019, and a property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. Ownership of the property did attempt to seal the location of the rodents, which was unsuccessful. This has become a serious nuisance for the neighbors, who are here to also speak to the board regarding the livability nuisance regarding the rodents from the neighborhood's residential property. At this time, we have the complainants here, two complainants from 96 and 98, Princess Ruth, and the respondent is also here. So if the...
And state your name, sir.
Thomas Zazic.
And your address, sir.
96 Princess Ruth.
Okay. Let me get the property owners up here first. You would?
Oh.
Well, I think this is part of the city's presentation, so they're not done with their case yet,
right? He's going to... This was his complaint. I really haven't seen the rats. I've seen the remnants of it. But he took the pictures, which you'll see now, and then let him kind of say what he has to say, and then the respondent can refute okay. the case.
All right, sir. What do you have to say in reference to this?
Well, this all started approximately 2 years ago when his mom and dad, they constantly visited, but they're no longer residing there. They're snowbirds, I guess. Well, we noticed rats, so I called a pest service, and they came out and wound up putting 18 of those poison boxes around my yard because I was trying to take care of it. And I went to my one neighbor, who's here, and I says, hey, Frank, can he look at yours? He had problem. He told him how to fix his. He did. I went to Princess Rose, and his response was, yeah, I got size of rats the size of my foot every time I go in the shed. But he wouldn't let the pest control do anything. He just told him he wouldn't let him in the property. I had a great relationship for 20 years with this Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. So I constantly, if you're looking at the pictures, they were going on my patio eating through my screen to because I was in his house and he had the sun put poison down. They're eating the poison coming into my pool. and they're going through my brand new screen that I put in. They were going after the bird seed, which I got rid of the birds. I had a knockdown. I took down my shed. I took down my dollhouse I had there. I took down the thing because everything was infested with rat feces and spew. And I've spent thousands of dollars to try to remedy.
Okay. And do we have a second neighbor that's also here?
Yes, from 98 Princess Ruth.
Good morning. Can you state your name and your address, sir?
My name is Frank Palomino. I live at 98 Princess Ruth Lane.
And what do you have to say in reference to the rodent problem?
Well, at the time, Tom Cohen asked me about it. He says, you see any rats in the yard? I said, I've seen one or two. But I have a big open area. We have a lot of trees behind our property. So I never really pay any mind to it because I've seen squirrels, I've seen rabbits, I've seen different animals on the back, so I don't pay much mind to it. Anyway, he was explaining to me the problem he had. An exterminator came over to my house after he got done with Tom. He says, you have a shed, can I look inside the shed? I said, sure. I opened the door of the shed, and I got rat food all over the place. Now, the only thing I have in my shed was my uncle's collection of Lionel trains in the boxes, and the boxes were chewed up. And I said, what the hell's going on here? So I couldn't figure how they got in. So I didn't have a soffit. So I put a soffit all around, and I put poison in there, and then they were gone. And I hadn't seen them for that, and I told them, I says, they're all gone. And we just went and double-checked. Every once in a while, I go back and look. There's nothing in the shed. So that really solved that problem. But he was going bananas. And his wife, she's a very nervous person, and she sees something like that, it does bother. Snakes or rats, forget about it. And that's basically what it is. And I said I would give you, I'd be there to appear with him and explain that. And Mr. Taylor, evidently from what the exterminator told me, that I'm going to go see the owner of the house. And he did, and he came back and he told me that, he says, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I says, can I see your shed? He said, no. Oh, he left. So that's where I stand.
Okay. All right. Could we have the property owner come forward, please? Ernest or Phyllis Taylor?
Take your seat.
Were you sworn in earlier, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. State your name and your
address. My name is Rodney Taylor. I'm the son of Ernest and Phyllis Taylor.
Okay. And the address?
24 Princess Rose Drive.
Okay. And what? You're the son?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
2 years ago, apparently he did speak to my dad. My dad is very ill. He hasn't been here in a while. I'm just finding out about it about 3 months ago. I did poison everything. At the end of the month, I am going to tear the shed down.
Say that again?
At the end of the month, the shed will be removed.
The shed will be removed. The end of November.
Yes. I just need time to get a dumpster and get some help. I didn't see any rats, and I also brought Tom over to the property to show him inside the shed. Yes, there was rat feces, but there were no rats.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
We don't know what the code office is recommending.
The final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th of November 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Since the respondent is offering to tear down the shed by the end of the month, we will accept that. So we'll give until November 30th or 31st, whatever is the last day of the month, or a $200 a day fine if it's not removed, an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Thank you.
That's the motion A?
Excuse me?
Was that a motion A you're requesting?
Motion C.
Motion C, sorry.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. You understand that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
So the city's letting you go until you get the shed removed by the 30th of, or sorry, by midnight of the 30th. But you get the shed removed and control the pest problem you have. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next case will be AI 31. It's case number 201905107 05. The City of Palm Coast versus Christopher and Crystal Gallilini, 121 Braddock Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondents or managing agent is notified in the of this hearing and are present. I'm entering the city's composite, proving proper service along photographs taken to depict the conditions and the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of July 2017, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 21st day of December 2017, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On January 11, 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 30th day of May, 2019, given 0 days to comply. I conducted a reinspection on July 6, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper servicing, proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I did recheck the property before Code Board on November 5, 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is Christopher or Crystal Gallinini present?
Here.
State your name and your address, please.
Crystal Gallinini, 121 Braddock Lane.
What do you have to say in reference to this case, ma'am?
We have 5 vehicles. I have 2 teenagers that are driving. Parking is a major issue as there's nowhere to fit all of our vehicles. Since these violations, my son is now in the Air Force. He was the one that drove a ginormous truck that didn't fit in our driveway. So since then, he's sold the vehicle, and he doesn't have a vehicle while he's gone. We sold one of our other extra vehicles, so we have a little bit more space for parking.
So that truck or any other vehicle from your residence is not going to be parked in the swale overnight?
Correct.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you. Our next case is AI 37. Case number 201906098. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Alexander and Jenna Sackett, 113 Coral Reef Court North, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I'm entering the evidence city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the days indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of March 2017, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the second day of April 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 27th day of August 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 17th day of June 2019, given 0 days, 15 minutes to comply. Reinspection on June 17, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I rechecked the property before code board on the 24th day of June 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Alexander or Jonna Shockett here. Were you both sworn in?
Yes.
Okay. State your name and your address, sir.
Alexander Shockett, 113 Coral Reef Court.
Okay. What do you have to say in reference to this case?
I can say that that time that we just was out of town a couple of times. Yes, we was on vacation, and when we couldn't take care about that time, and when we come back from vacation, we just see the notice on the door, so that it's overgrowth. So, and we take care about it, and only we just when we went to our vacations a couple of times, it's just it was in May, I believe, and yes, in May of 2019, and a year before, yes, in the same situation, we were was a long time on vacation. So we left the ask some person who take care about our property to, but we misunderstood each other, so and he didn't take care about in time. So, but when we come back, we just cut it off. So no question.
Okay, so from we're not going to hear about this complaint again. Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you. Thank you. Our next case is AI 39. Thank you, dear. Case number 20190612666. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Filippo Como, 13 Farvard Lane, Palm Coast Code.
That's 38.
Section
38.
Oh, I'm sorry.
39.
Desiree Delona.
Disregard all of that. We'll start. AI 39, case number 20190505541. The City of Palm Coast versus Desiree Delona Brown and Keith Lamar Neal, 2 Felter Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I am entering the evidence composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice violation was issued on the 9th day of May 2019, given 7 days to comply. I reinspected on May 16, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates on 5/23/2019, 5/30/2019, 6/6/2019, 7/11/2019, 7/25/2019, and 8/8/2019. And during that time, I found it all still in violation. I rechecked the property before code board on the 22nd day of August 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This was the first notice given for the same violation of property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine, standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Thank you. Is Desiree Delona Brown or Keith Lamar Neal present? OK. Come forward, state your name, please.
You'll need to be sworn in. If you'd raise your... Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Thank you.
State your name and address, please.
Desiree Brown, as 2 Felter Lane.
And what do you have to say in reference to this case, ma'am?
Yes, it was. At that time, my car, I had just bought that car, and I blew the engine in it. And in May, I didn't receive any of the notices. I received my first notice was the 7th. I don't know whether someone took it down and, you know, didn't let me know, but I received it on the 7th. When I received that, I did move the vehicle. Now, with the Jeep, my daughter drives that to work back and forth, and she works night shift. So I basically try to tell her not to park it there, but once again, we have 4 cars in the driveway, and sometimes that's the only place to park.
But you're going to take care of that. We're not going to see that.
I've already taken care of it. Okay. Yes.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order A with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case is AI 10. Case number 20190510002, recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Kiona L. and Jimmy L. Gordon, 12 Pinto Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. And for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified at the hearing and is present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with photos taken that depicting a distance on the time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 19th of February, 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 17th of May, 2019, giving 1 day to comply, reinspected on the 22nd of May, 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. Subsequent meet checks were 6-7, 6-13, 7-25, 8-8, 8-21, 9-6, 9-25, and 10-22. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of November 2019, and the property has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property. Property owner, based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus administrative costs of $69 to the city.
What was the fine again?
$50 per day after 2 days. Is Kiona L. or Jimmy L. Gordon here?
Can y'all need to be sworn in, so if you can raise your right hands, if possible. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
I noticed one of the children had their hand up, but the other one could have sworn in too. Okay, and please state your name and your address.
I'm Jimmy Gordon.
And I'm Kiona Gordon.
And the address is 12 Pinto Lane.
All right, what do you have to say in reference to this violation?
I had got the second notice just recently, but that the trailer that was in the back there, I didn't know that they were talking about that. And I didn't have nowhere to put them, but seeing how serious it is now, I just get them out of there and just take them to the... with that one, I kind of DJ every most of the, you know, when I come in late from night and I move the equipment, and some nights I don't move it, I move it the next day. Then I thought that I was doing right by parking it inside the driveway, but I didn't know that you couldn't have a trailer in the driveway. You can't have one in the driveway? Because I see a lot around, like, but...
Yeah, you'll see them in here also.
So I'll get all that stuff cleared up, and the trucks are all right, just to...
All right, you understand the city's recommendation is that they're going to give you 2 days to get rid of these trailers.
I got it. Okay.
And then it's $50 a day. That mounts up very, very quickly.
Okay.
I have a question. So with us, because we do road shows, we do maybe 5 road shows a month. That means we would go to Texas, Alabama, whatever have you. Most of our equipment has to get picked up from Daytona, brought to Palm Coast, and then we leave from home. So a lot of the times, if the trailer is there, it's either full of equipment getting ready to leave or full of equipment getting ready to get put back to Daytona. So it's kind of like we have no leniency as to where we can park our trailer so we can sleep before we can unload it. Because sometimes we come in at 4 in the morning, where are we going to put our trailer from 4 until the next day? So...
A lot of people have questions about trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is there's a young lady in the back room, Barbara Grossman, mm-hmm. and if you'll discuss that with her, she'll either come up with a way of fixing your problem okay. or tell you that it can't be done, one
okay.
or the other.
Okay. Sounds great.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you.
Thank you. No,
thank you.
Okay. Let's go to AI 1. Case number 20190611175, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Lagarde Land Trust. 74 Burroughs Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I am Court Officer Kakarowski for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence of City Composite 1, providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions that the date has indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 23rd day of May 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 20th of June 2019, given 2 days to comply, reinspected on the 24th, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. A list of reinspection dates and any other notes. 7/8 of 19 was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 9th day of July 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $5,350 administrative costs to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 2, case number 20190512 13, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Alfred and Sonja Jackson. 53 Slow Drift Turn, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking. Good morning.
Good morning. Code Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and is not present. I'm entering evidence of the City's Composite 1 proving proper service along with photos taken to show the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 10th day of November 2016, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 23rd day of May 2017, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, that violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice of violation issued on the 22nd day of May 2019, giving 1 hour to comply. Proper notice and procedures were filed in this and all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 24th day of May 2019. The violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence, the case of the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
I noticed a refused mailing.
Pardon?
I noticed a note there, refused mailing from post office, so the people rejected the mailing of the certified letter.
Yes.
Are there any further questions?
Move staff recommendation.
Correct. Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI3, case number 20190409880. City of Palm Coast versus Tony Spencer, 8 Squirrel Place, Palm Coast Code Section 42-56, right-of-way obstruction.
Code Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, respondent was, or managing agent was notified of this hearing and is not present. I'm entering evidence to the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that show the conditions and the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Current violation was issued on the 30th day of April 2019, giving 3 days to comply. Proper noticing procedure was followed in this case. We inspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of September 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI7, case number 20190601801, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Jessica Lynn Lacks, 23 West Ridge Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Good morning. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 11th of April 19th. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was issued on the 1st of July 2019, giving 0 days to comply, fine daily and until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period of July 1st, 19th to July 2nd, 19th, in compliance on July 2nd, 19th. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on July 2nd, 19th, and the violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 per day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100. And administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 12, case number 20190301 26. City of Palm Coast versus Johnny Delahos, 48 Plainview Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11, trash containers.
Well, they are in plain view.
I am Code Officer Kakarowski for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or management agent
was notified of the hearing and are not present. I'm entering into the evidence of City Composite 1, providing proper internet service along with photographs taken and depict the conditions and the date indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the second day of March 2019, giving one day to comply, reinspected on the 9th of March, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of November 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus $69 administrative costs to the city.
Administrative costs?
$69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 13, case number 20190504-56, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Neil T. Lippert, 30 Point of Woods Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Need a driveway.
I am Code Officer Kakarowski for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or management agent was notified of the hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the City Composite 1, providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 4th day of February 2016, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice of violation was issued on the 7th day of May 2019, giving one day to comply, reinspected on the 14th of May, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, initial reinspection dates, and any other notes. 524 of 19, 79 of 19, 712 of 19, 717 of 19, 81 of 19, 8/16 of 19 were all still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before a code board on the 5th day of November 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation of the property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Our next case is AI 16, case number 20190-61702, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Brian J. and Joanne Christie Spack. 25 Cashmere Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. I'm Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the City's Composite 1, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 14th day of August 2019. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number 2 was written on the 26th day of June 2019, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of 6/26/2019 to 6/27/2019. In compliance on 6/27/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6/27/2019 and the violation is corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, plus an administrative cost of $70 to the city.
What was the administrative cost?
$70.
Are there any questions from the board members? not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So moved. Thank you. Our next case is AI 17, case number 20190616446, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Jeffrey T. and Stacy L. Barksdale, 11 Lovera Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34I, parking in the median.
I'm Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as followed. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the fourth day of November 2016. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 25th of June 2019, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of 6/25/2019 to 6/26/2019, in compliance on 6/26/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on 6/26/2019, and the violation is corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100 plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Is there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 18, case number 20190703 18, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Esme Buchanan, 38 Rainstone Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
I am Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the fifth day of April 2016, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 22nd day of August 2016, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th day of March 2017, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of March 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the third day of July 2019, giving 60 minutes to comply, reinspected on 7/3/2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the fifth day of November 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 19, case number 20190704194, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Annette C. Ruggiero, 16 Ziegler Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I am Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 15th day of September 2016. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the second day of July 2019, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of 7-2-2019 to 7-3-2019, in compliance on 7-3-2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on 7-3-2019, and the violation is corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for one day in violation for a total of $100, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion. We accept the recommendation.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 21, case number 20190501-75, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Marion S. Rocco, 18 Zonal Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34I, parking in the median.
I am Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, one, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of March 2016, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 8th day of December 2016, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 2nd day of August 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 19th day of August 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 15th day of October 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 2nd day of May 2019, giving 30 minutes to comply. Reinspected on 5-2-2019, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of November 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 6th notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Motion B, no fine, standing order, recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation. Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 23, case number 20190511-67, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Philip J. and Christina Zapienza, 37 Braddock Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, unlicensed vehicle.
I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, one, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict condition of the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. On the 15th day of May 2018, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 22nd day of January 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 20th day of May 2019, giving one day to comply. The 28th day of May 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Other reinspections were on 24th of June 2019 and 29th of July 2019. The proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of July 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order reoccurring, plus $5,350 administration costs to the city.
What was the administrative fee?
$5,350.
Okay, I didn't catch that. Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 20190-60660, a repeat violation. City of Palm Coast versus Philip J. and Christina Zapienza, 37 Braddock Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city composite one proving proper service along with photos. These photos taken depict the condition on the date as indicated. The facts of this case are as follow. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of March 2015. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 12th of June 2019, given 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of 6/12/2019 to 9/3/2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 4th day of September 2019. The violation was corrected. The trash containers have not been concealed since the violation notice was issued. The violation notice was issued 84 days ago. From yesterday's reinspection, there was 23 days of trash removal since notice was issued, which those days are exempt. That would total 61 days in violation. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation, in compliance, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 61 days, in violation for a total of $3,050, plus an administration cost of $69.50 to the city.
Have they commented about any of these? Because we have three cases in a row and
four. Another case.
Okay, there's a fourth. Have they commented about this, or?
They're very aware of what... that with all these cases
like
that we presented.
A recycling shop.
I'm sorry?
It's like they're running a recycling shop. I see some old fishing poles there, tackle boxes, appliances.
That's the least of it.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Appliances.
Did you personally talk to them?
I have spoke to them.
What was their response?
They're trying.
Trying.
So are we.
Okay.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 25, case number 20190-50451, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Philip J. and Christina Zapienza, 37 Braddock Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering in evidence the city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the condition on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. On the 31st day of August 2019, on the 7th day of January 2019, on the 4th day of March 2019, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued the 6th day of May 2019, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspection on the 9th day of May 2019, and the property was not in compliance. Other reinspections were on the 24th of June 2019 and 29th of July 2019, and it was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 28th day of August 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus $5,350 administration costs to the city.
That B or D?
B.
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 B. Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Recommendation to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 20181201, a Massey case, the City of Palm Coast versus Kathy Fisher, 80 Burnett Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are not present. I'm entering in evidence the City Composite 1 proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 1st of May 2019. The order signed on the 7th of May 2019, giving 10 days to come in compliance or a fine of $25 per day until comes into compliance. The property owner was not present. The property now is in compliance. The property was in violation from the 17th of May 2019 to the 25th of September 2019, a total of 132 days at $25 a day for a total of $3,300. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Massey Motion F in compliance plus an administration cost of $6,950 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is he aware that he's looking at a fine this heavy just to, because he hasn't trimmed his
She. I have spoken to her before, and she was aware of what she had to do. I don't know why it took her so long to get it done.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 27, case number 20190102, a request for reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus Kurt Lawrence, 24 Pine Hill Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
Mr. Chairman, they're not here. Should we be hearing this?
Right.
Respondent is not present, so we will not hear this.
Okay.
We'll just go right on to the next case. The AI 28, case number 20190101041, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Anke Dillard Turner, 21 Port Royal Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the City of Composite 1 proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th of June 2019. The order was signed on the 12th of June 2019, given 7 days to come into compliance or a fine of $50 per day until property comes into compliance. The property owner was not present. The property is now in compliance. The property was in violation from 21st of June 2019 to the 2nd of August 2019, a total of 7 days at $50 a day and a total fine of $350. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Massey Motion F in compliance plus an administration cost of $6,950 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
What were the 7 dates involved? It was from 6/21 till...
It's a swell, and I only go out once a week, so I can only count it once a week.
Okay, so that's the 7 days. Okay.
Yes.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 30. Case number 20190508-64, the City of Palm Coast versus Philip J. and Christina Zapienza, 37 Braddock Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken to depict the condition of the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 23rd day of May 2019, given 7 days to comply. I reinspected the property on June 6, 2019 and found that the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I conducted reinspection dates on 7/11/2019, 7/25/2019, and 8/8/2019. I did recheck the property before code board on the 22nd day of August 2019. To my surprise, the violation had been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine, standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 35, case number 20190204, a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Joshua Carl Forbes and Kimberly Lynn Howe, 45 Collingwood Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108H. Inoperable or unlicensed vehicle.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence the city's composite approving proper service along with a copy of the original code board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of June 2019. The order was signed on the 12th day of June 2019, given 7 days to come in compliance or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes in compliance. The property owner or agent was not present. The property is now still in violation. The property was in violation from June 24, 2019 to November 5th of 2019 for a total of 135 days at $50 a day with a total fine of $6,750. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, requesting that the board should impose the following. Massion motion G, still in violation and fined to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus administrative costs in the sum of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has there been a reaction from the owner in this case?
It's kind of hard when he's incarcerated.
So
there's been a lot of back and forth with his wife. I believe his wife has now divorced him. There's a lot of problems with this house.
When it rains, it pours.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 38, case number 20190612-66, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Filippo Como, 13 Farver Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence, city's composite, proven proper service along with the photographs. These photographs taken the conditions and the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 7th day of May 2019. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 20th of June 2019, given 0 days. Fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of 6/20 of 2019 to 6/27 of 2019 and was found in compliance on 6/28 of 2019. where I rechecked the property before code board. That violation was corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 per day for 2 days, a violation for a total of $200, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our last case is AI 40, case number 20190-61509, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Angelina DeVito and Gordon Todd Nabel. 25 Freneau Lane, Palm Coast. Code section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondents or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. I'm entering the evidence to see composite proof and proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 10th day of April 2018. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 27th day of June 2019, given 0 days. Fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in a repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period between 6/27 of 2019 to 6/28 of 2019, found in compliance on 6/28 of 2019, when I rechecked the property before code board. This violation had been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day, in violation for a total of $100, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
That's it.
Is there any unfinished business?
I have a question. Going back to case 27, our attorney asked for reduction, right?
But they're not here.
They're not here. Who asked for reduction?
The respondent does. They fill out probably the form to request a reduction. But if they don't come to the hearing, then you all typically do not hear it.
Funny, they ask for reduction, they don't come to the hearing. I was wondering about that.
Well, it happens a good bit of the time, actually. You're not alone. Multiple times I've seen boards go, where are they? And they're not here.
In other cases, when you ask for a reduction, you don't show up. You don't get a reduction. That was my only question.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what you're here.
Thank you.
For reduction.
No other unfinished business? Old business?
None.
New business?
None.
Announcement of the next meeting. Code board meeting will be December 4th, 2019.
Yes, it will.
An election for chairman.
Oh, boy.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.